Welcome to Authentically Postpartum, where we explore the journey of motherhood together. I'm your host, Karen Bell Martin, certified birth and postpartum doula, and mama of three amazing girls. Today is Trust Your Intuition Day, so we're diving into the topic of one of the most valuable tools a mom can have and utilize during the postpartum period and after. As we're all aware, postpartum is a time filled with joys, challenges, and many decisions. And one of the most valuable tools you have is your intuition. Today, we'll discuss ways you can trust your instincts during this transformative time. The fourth trimester or postpartum can be overwhelming with its unique challenges and adjustments, from sleepless nights to the roller coaster of emotions. It's easy to feel lost in the midst of all of it. But here's the secret. Your intuition is your superpower. First and foremost, I want to say that you are not alone. It is completely normal to feel uncertain, especially when everyone seems to have an opinion about how you should raise your child. It's common for new moms to doubt their instincts, especially when faced with conflicting advice or societal pressures. Remember, you know your baby best. Trusting your instincts doesn't mean you have to go it alone. It's about finding a balance between listening to advice and trusting your own inner voice. Now, let's talk about what intuition is. Intuition is that gut feeling, that inner voice guiding you, even when you can't explain why. It's a powerful tool, especially for you and I navigating the world of motherhood. It's not uncommon to second guess ourselves and dismiss an instinct that we may be feeling as credible, especially if you feel you've made wrong decisions in the past or trusted your gut and you ended up getting hurt, it's understandable that you'd question its usefulness. As moms, we're bombarded with advice from every direction, whether it's from well-meaning family members, friends, even strangers on the internet. It can be overwhelming to filter through all the noise and to listen to our own inner voice. You may be asking yourself, so how do I learn to trust my instinct, especially when faced with conflicting advice? Well, first I want to say it's not easy, especially with so much information out there, but one way is through mindfulness, taking a moment to pause, to breathe, and to listen to what your body and mind are telling you can help you connect with your intuition and make decisions that feel right for you and your baby. There are many ways to overcome doubt and external pressure that can inhibit you from trusting your intuition. You can start by finding your tribe, your community. Community is key. Surrounding yourself with a supportive community, connecting with other moms is a wonderful way to do this. Reach out to other moms who have gone through similar experiences. Sharing stories and advice can help you feel less isolated and more confident in your decisions. Whether you find your tribe, your community, and other moms, a local parenting group, or even an online forum, having people who also understand what you're going through can provide invaluable support and validation. Also, practice self-care. Take time for yourself to rest, to relax, and to recharge. Self-care can help you feel more centered and better able to trust your instincts. Also, limit your exposure to negative influences. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who uplift you, who align with your beliefs, and what feels right for you. And validate your feelings. Also, educate yourself. Whether it's through personal research or through seeking professional support, knowledge can boost your confidence in your decisions and can help you navigate your feelings while building confidence in your parenting abilities. Don't forget to be patient with yourself and give yourself the grace in your parenting abilities. Don't forget to be patient with yourself Don't forget to be patient with yourself. I'm saying that over and over and over because so many times we will have patience for everything else but ourselves. But in this process, it is super, super important for us to have that patience with ourselves and give ourselves the grace that we deserve because it is a process. Remember, celebrating the small wins, not just the big ones, and acknowledging this and celebrating the times when we follow our instincts and how well things turn out. These things are paramount. You can even journal your experiences. I highly actually recommend that because when you journal and it's a really hard day, you can always go back and see the places where you were having problems, but you made it. Those small wins will do so much for your self-confidence. Finally, a word about honoring your emotions. Honoring your emotions can be a powerful indicator of what your intuition is telling you. Pay attention to how you feel. If something doesn't feel right, explore those feelings further. It's okay to seek help and support when you need it. As we wrap up, remember that trusting your instincts is a journey. It's okay to seek guidance and support along the way. Your intuition is a valuable tool that can help you navigate the challenges and joys of motherhood. Trust yourself, mama. You've got this. You know your baby, better than anyone else. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. But ultimately, trust that you have everything you need within you to be an amazing mom. You're doing great. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Remember to trust your intuition. Remember that trusting your instincts is a journey, that it's okay to seek guidance and support along the way. And the fourth trimester and beyond, your inner voice will be your greatest ally. Tune out the noise, listen to your heart, and embrace the incredible journey of motherhood with confidence. Thank you for joining us on Authentically Postpartum. Join us next time on Authentically Postpartum, where we'll explore more tips and stories to empower you on your motherhood journey. Until then, trust yourself, mama. You've got this.